This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Michelle Barber is one of the people that bring to air Stand Up Straight on Joy, and I've actually had the pleasure of being a guest twice, I think.
Do we say pleasure?
It was a pleasure.
It certainly was for us.
Yeah, twice on your show. So now I get to return the favour. Now turn her microphone off. She talks like a thrashing machine.
Who did I learn from, I wonder?
So tell us for those listeners what the show is about and why you guys do it.
Okay, so Stand Up Straight, as a couple of the words in the title might indicate, is where three of the four of us in the team are straight. So we've got Beck, who's Chicks Talking Footy, yep, and Family Matters, Stephanie and Clayton, as well as myself. And it's about presenting a side of and a part of the GLBTI community. And I will say I feel that I am part of the community. It's about bringing an ally's angle and a perspective. So two of the questions that we always make a rule, we always ask our guests, if they're comfortable, of course, their coming out story and who their allies have been and who their allies weren't sometimes is often more surprising. Yeah. So that's kind of in a nutshell, and then everything else around it. So it's pretty broad.
Now, you did have Robert Dolly Doyle on.
We did. I knew you'd mention that.
And he maliciously and scurrilously attacked me.
What did he say?
He didn't take much cajoling, though.
No. We always have a bit of banter with Dolly. One of the interesting things about the show is that I think a lot of people, both in our community and in the straight community, don't understand how you can have these allied communities. Mm. I do. Jane does. I think, you know, pretty much everyone at Joy does. But that's always an interesting discussion, isn't it?
It is. And do you know what I've found is, and I never take it for granted, because I've come into Joy as a minority. And it's pretty rare that you can be a minority often, and I come in here and I never take for granted the fact that this is a gift to have a show on air that can present the allies' perspective, but stories that perhaps don't ever get told. There's allies now are needed far, far, far more than ever. Allies are now, in view of lots of things around the world, but even just right here in Melbourne, it's time to be an ally. And it doesn't have to be standing on a soapbox yelling, screaming, and it is quite literally turning to someone, as I did on a tram a couple of days ago, and said, you know, that's not really nice. Mm. Do you know that could be hurtful? So allies, and I think I've learnt that through doing the show.
I think it's just outstanding what you're doing. And can interestingly, when you ask people their journey as to when you have them on the show, what, if I may ask, what led you to this passion and also to do this show? What was the catalyst for you?
Okay, so my husband, Stephen, and I have been very, very community-oriented all our lives together in a very, very quick-potted. My husband and I produced, directed and funded a production of Eight the Play, which was part of Midsummer in 2013. Funds raised for that were given to Joy, Minus 18 and the Enough campaign, which is part of the rules. If you get given the rights to produce and perform Eight the Play, that's one of the conditions. And as a Christmas present from my husband, he bought me the Taste of Radio course just for some fun, right? Never thought that I'd have a show on air. We have a gay son and an extraordinary young man, but he's not the catalyst. And a lot of people assume because we have a gay son that that's the reason we do it. It's kind of like a catalyst. He's not really involved with Joy. It's us. Mm. And I think we have a right to do whatever we can. We've got extraordinary friends in the community, every letter of the community, and I think it's our obligation. Personally, that's how I feel.
Well, I think you're doing it beautifully. And
thank you.
What you said, even just when you're sitting on a tram or you call out behaviour, you know, it's how we've all got to be raising our kids gay, straight, otherwise, on any issue. Mm. It's their responsibility. It's our responsibility as a community to be those allies and build that.
And it doesn't have to be hard.
No.
It really does not. You know, you Macca might take more of a verbose, you know, angle or perspective, but I'm not.
I get paid by the word.
But I'm not as comfortable, so I don't like the confrontation. But I think human stories, people's stories, if I say to them, look, my son's gay and I find that really hurtful, that often that's often all you need to do or say to somebody. Make it personal. Make it relatable.
Absolutely.
You are with Michelle Barber from Stand Up Straight on Saturday magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Jane Garrett. And we've got a new member who signed up this hour, John Kay from South Melbourne. And he says, the show is not to be confused with Sundays with Macca, and that's on the ABC. And I've got to say, I've been a Macca longer than that imposter. Right?
You need a song like the Sunday Macca, though.
I know.
That's what we need.
I know. I'm actually 2 years older than him, so he's stealing my copyright.
So, Michelle, what's been the reaction to the show? How do you feel you've been making an effect? What's some of the stories you can tell us?
We've been on air just over 4 years, which I find extraordinary. And I never get surprised at the frankness that people have in the studio. I don't like to do a lot of prep in a sense, because you just never know what somebody's going to say. I feel that people feel safe in the studio, and I am tremendously honoured by that, because we try to create a lovely space, and people will often, when they leave, they'll say, oh God, I don't know how you got that out of me, or I've never told that story before, or and people feel comfortable. So I feel tremendously flattered about that. Now, one example, there was a guest I was having, Michelle Shepherd. She was we had planned what we were going to be discussing. She was out for dinner with somebody just prior to the show, and she came in and she was absolutely distraught. She'd been out for dinner. Somebody had taken photos of her, and it cut her. Now, Michelle Shepherd is a very tall, young, positive, strong woman. She came in and she'd gone to pieces. So the whole show changed, and she talked about how people judge her by her appearance, and how she represents the trans community, and every now and then she just is a person. And she was crying on air. So what happened? The reason I say that is that you never know what's going to happen in the studio, and that's the beauty of it. And I feel that for a middle-aged straight woman to be allowed to provide that, I think is just tremendous. And we don't hear a lot of these stories. We don't hear the allies' perspective or somebody talking about the allies, because in a lot of people's cases, the allies are what get them through. We've heard of people that have come out late in life, mm. and their allies are the ones that carried and supported them through this journey. I'm waffling, but I just feel that we are so blessed to be able to provide this space for people.
I agree, Michelle. It's an honour, you know, to be on air and to be able to share stories with people. And, you know, when I came on, actually the first time you got some stuff out of me, but the second time you dug a little bit deeper, and having sat on this side of the microphone for a long time, you think that's not going to happen to you, but it does. And I think back, you know, to a lot of politicians that we've had in here, and I won't name this particular politician, but a Liberal politician, a senior Liberal, who had it's called a brain fart.
I love that.
And blurted out an attack on some fellow Liberals and the party machine on air. Mm. And Tass and I were sitting here. So Tass was sitting where you're sitting, and we're like mouth open. Mm. Oh, my God.
I didn't expect that.
Did you just
and this person just kept going and going. And then, you know, we went to a break and they then said to us, I didn't actually mean to say that.
Mm.
Just came out. And it does. It happens. And that's one of the beauties of radio,
yeah.
Because people do feel safe in the studio and they forget that there's thousands and thousands of people listening. They actually forget. So it's one of the beauties of radio, I think. A bit like you know, speeches in the Parliament when the chamber's empty, Jane.
Well, I mean, that's the thing when you're
there's
in the Parliament.
There's lots of people actually listening.
Well, you know, I think when you go into Parliament and you do your first, obviously your inaugural speech is a critical speech and, you know, that's the marker of why you're there. But then you start making all sorts of speeches and you realise there's just, you know, thousands of words just sort of poffing out into the ether. Some speeches are much more important than others. But radio, I think the sound of the village, the community, it's a safe space, not just in here, but for people, you know, it's the comfort of it in the background. It's when it comes through and grabs you and, you know, you hear a story like you've just shared with us. And for that, you don't know how many people listening to that changed their perspective or gave them a lifeline when they were feeling terrible, just to know there's somebody else who's gone through this, or there's somebody who's with me. And it's not in a public, you can be in the privacy of your own home and listen, you know, that's the beauty of a show like this, that you are inviting people into your lives in a safe way, it's a community. And I think for you to be doing that the way you're doing it, you just do not know how many people you're helping.
No, and I think that's why it's so important. And I think providing that safe space to fall, and that's why I don't like to structure it, because I will say to people beforehand, if you're at my house and I asked you these questions and sitting around the dining table, kitchen table, having a cup of tea, that's how it should be. And I'm not a journalist or anything like that. So this, for me, this role at Joy completes me. It sounds corny, but I believe that's part of that. I'm made that way, and I do like to talk. And I really like to raise your eyebrows there, Macca. And I think that's how you get through to the broader community, and having, as I said before, personal stories. I mean, we've had footballers, politicians.
Yep.
Who gets to do that? You know, we're sitting in here, and I've had everyone from Brock McLean, the AFL Carlton footballer, to our Lord Mayor, Fiona Patten. I've had confessions of a gay ex-Mormon, and we've had you know, the young boy that came out at Melbourne Grammar, Rich Bartlett. We had him on.
That would have been fascinating.
It was extraordinary. We've got his parents coming on next week. We've had Will Lanting, that worked at Qantas for 30 years. He came out at Mardi Gras this year, and he's in his late 40s. We've had children. I had a young girl, Bella, a young trans girl, 9 years old, coming with her twin brother and the mum, and every possible story in between. And those are the stories that don't get told, because often I think people think, why would they want to hear me? What's my story? Why am I interested?
But people do.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely. That's right.
That's the beauty of radio. Like, it is, in so many ways, new media. Now, we actually got a message from Tass.
Oh, what did he
say? He says, love to Jane and you, Macca, and, of course, our Grouse team, Paul, Adam, Fiona, Karen and Alex, and, of course, Dylan today. My flights have been delayed, stuck in transit. See you all in 4 weeks. Well, cheap you to go. Teach you to go on a cheap airline, Tass.
There is nothing worse,
Ian probably
Tass.
Booked the ticket.
Do you know something else? That I did a show with some very, very two very dear friends of ours, and have been together since 1978, a gay couple. And what you learn is the path that the GLBTI community have had to trod very, very dangerously at times, and finding out what it was like from 1978 in the gay scene in Melbourne. And it's, I believe that we need to keep telling the stories of what has happened 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. My son's nearly 24.
1972, I came out.
I know. Oh, we know your story. You've been on our show years. And you went back to Mardi Gras this year for the only the second time.
Yes.
See, I was listening when you told me.
I know. And sorry, please.
No, but they, all these stories that need to keep coming out. My son's nearly 24. He doesn't know what's going on. He's been in not just a joy bubble, but an acceptance bubble all his life since he came out at 16. A lot don't. A lot never come out. Mm-hmm. A lot never get chance to tell their stories. A lot never get to experience what it's like to have an ally. A lot of people don't. So I think all these
I also think that's very important in terms of remaining ever vigilant as a community, because as human, society is riddled with, the rights being taken away from people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, rights are very hard fought and very easily destroyed. And so I really agree with you that the history, the journeys, the respect of peoples whose shoulders that we stand on, and the stories, the human stories of the suffering that's gone before, helps us not only to respect and give thanks for people who've done so much, but also to ensure we don't fall back.
Because I can't tell those stories. No. All I can do is provide that vehicle.
And look, I'll say one more thing on that, because when we first came in, when I was first elected in the state parliament back in 2010, one of the first acts of the then Liberal government was to wind back the equal opportunity legislation.
Yeah.
It was the first time in 20 years in Victoria we'd gone backwards. And as a discrimination lawyer myself, my chief, very proud part of the gay community, we were just in tears that. And that happened, just in the last few years. And that there's constant pressure on from certain sections of the community to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battle that is, and obviously we've still got some big hurdles to cross anyway, but it's an ongoing battle to make sure that the rights that we have, let alone the rights that we need to enact.
Equal means equal.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Of course it does.
Nothing less.
Correct.
And nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been the biggest challenge in the show over the 4 years?
Yes, yeah.
Apart from Dolly Doyle?
The challenge is to try and make good for me. The first 18 months, 2 years I did on my own, so the challenge was the coordination of it in a sense, but I love it. It's tremendously rewarding and, in fact, still is. The challenge is kind of making good quality radio, making it interesting to people. But in that, you actually realise that you don't have to try so hard, because if you just provide that space for the story to come out, it actually isn't so hard. The challenge has been dealing sometimes with distressing stories or not quite knowing how to handle somebody if they've perhaps poured out more than they had anticipated, and that's really hard. And I've cried on air quite frequently. So I don't know if it's so much of a challenge. Not too much of a challenge. That sounds a bit pretentious, doesn't it?
No.
It does, yeah.
It's it's an important show. It's been on for 4 years, and that in itself is a great achievement. You guys do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And it's a very important job, because I remember Neil Mitchell once said to me after we did our 3AW joint broadcast, oh my God. And he, on a couple of occasions, was, let's not say accosted, but questioned by members of my community and said to him, why are they doing a show with you?
Mm.
And, at the end of the day, we have to reach out and talk with and support our allies and vice versa, because together it makes us stronger. Mm. So it's a great show.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for it.
Thank you.
It's an important bit of broadcasting, and I'm so proud that it's on the Joy grid. It's good stuff.
As am I.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, we're going to shut you up now.
No. Oh, God damn it.
When can people listen?
Yes.
There's a man that knows that. How long have you been on here, Macca? 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. on a Thursday evening.
And, of course, you can download the podcast.
Absolutely.
At joy.org.au. And podcast is another way that we reach out to a much, much wider community.
Go do it.
Cool. Michelle Barber from Stand Up Straight, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.